Be'ez Hashem Mizbechu, we continue with the mitzvahs, I say, the positive commandments in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs from the Ramach, from the 248 positive commandments. We're up to mitzvah Pei Dalet, 84, which is the middle of the discussion regarding the halachas of karbonis. Lahakrav kol karbonis be'beis ha-bechira, to sacrifice all the sacrifices in the chosen house, meaning in the base of Mikdash, like it says in the Pasuk, v'sham taseh, there you should do kol asher anoichi mitzaveka, all that I command you. Pei Heit, positive commandments at number 85, lehitapel, to be involved, b'havos ha-karbonis, from the bringing of the sacrifice, m'chutz la'aretz, that you have from out of Eretz, l'beis ha-bechir, to the beis of Midrash. And like it says in the Pasuk, rak ha-deshecha, she'yilucho n'derecha, only the holy things that you can have for you and your vows, tiso vas, you should carry, you should bring it, which me'peash m'olamder, from tradition they learned, she'ein ha-medaba ele b'kot she'chutz la'aretz, that's only referring to the holy things from out of Eretz Yisrael that have to be brought to the beis of Midrash. Peivav 86, lift is kotchen bali mumim, to redeem the karbanis, the holy things that are blemished, the yimutam machilin, that then they're going to be permitted to be eaten. Shemek says in the pasuk, "Rak, however, b'cholavas nafshcha, whatever your heart desires, tizbach you should sacrifice, v'achalta you should slaughter, v'achalta v'asa and you should eat the meat, which mepiash m'olam from tradition they learned, she'enam daba ilam b'tula magdashin. It's only referring to karbanis that became invalidated. She'ipodu that they should be redeemed, and then you could eat that to your heart's desire." Pesach 87, Liyus HaTemur Kodesh, the carbon that you attempted to swap its sanctity and transfer to another animal, that temur will be holy. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'hayuhu Usmur Asiyah Kodesh, the original carbon and the one that you transferred it to should be holy. Peches 88, Lechol Shir Menaches, to eat the leftovers of the flower offerings, where a fistful is sacrificed in the Mizbeach, the rest of the leftovers should be eaten. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'aneseches Mimena, the leftover from it, Yechlu Aaron the Banim, Aaron the son should eat it. Peites 89, Lechu B'sar Chatzis V'Ashem, they should eat the meat of the sin offering and the guilt offering. Shlomo says, impossible. Ochlo Oisim Asher Kupavem, they should eat of them that they get atonement with through the eating of the Kohanim. Tzadi, Mitzvah number 90, Lister B'sar Kodesh Shenit, but to burn the holy meat of the Karbanis that became Tamish. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'Abasa She'igah B'chol Tameh, Lo Ye'ochil, the meat of the Karban that touched anything that's Tamish should not be eaten, but Ish Yisachiv should be burnt in the fire. Tzadi Aleph 91, list of Nisa, to burn the leftovers, if it wasn't eaten in the amount of time that the Torah gives it, the leftovers should be burnt. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'Nisa M'Psah HaZavach, what's left over from the meat of the carbon, B'Yom HaShlish should be Ish Yisav, in the third day, which is after the time allotted to it, it should be burnt in the fire. Tzadi Beis 92, L'Gadol HaNozer Sa'ogah, that the Nazir, which is a certain type of Nedir, that person should grow his hair long. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, Gadol Pera Sa'ogah, he should grow his hair long. Tzadi Gimel 93, L'Legaleich HaNozer Sa'ogah Al Kabanaisam, when the Nazir brings his Kabanis, he should cut off his hair. That's both the Meloisim in Israel when he finishes the days of Naziris, or actually during the days of Naziris, it becomes Tameh, he cuts it off and he starts over. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'chiyamas Meisolav, if a dead person comes on him, the Pasuk there tells us that he has to cut up his hair and start over. Tzadi Dal 94, L'kayim Odom Kol Shahitzi B'Svasav, a person should fulfill whatever he enunciates out of his lips, whether it be mekarben from an obligation of taking a carbon, or tzedakah, or charity, or keitzman, or similar types of things, whatever you take as an additional mix, the pasuk mitzvasecha tishma basisa, what comes out of your lips, you should safeguard and you should do. Tzadi Hei 95, Lodin b'hafer nedarim, to judge and educate regarding the nullification of vows, b'chal adin ma'amurim ha'parasha, regarding all the laws that are said there in the parasha in Sefer Bamidbar. Now the Rambam continues regarding the laws of tuma and tahara. Tzadi Vav 96. Lias kala negeib in the veil of tummy, that whatever touches a dead animal carcass should be tummy. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Chiyamas min abehema," when it can die from the animal, pasuk tells us it contaminates. Tzadi Zayin 97. Lias shmeina shrotz mitam. There's certain eight types of creature that the Torah specifies and delineates that when they're dead they contaminate. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Bezelachem atame," that this should be for you as a tummy, which are, these are the creepy crawly creatures. Tzadi Ches 98. Lias ha'echol mistamen, that food items are mistamen, that they could become, they could contract ritual impurity. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Makolo eichal ashei achol," from all food items which will be eaten, the pasuk describes it becoming tummy. Tzadi says 99, "Lisa nida tmeah," the menstruating woman should be tummy, umetam lachem, and that she contaminates others. Kuf number 100, "Lisa yledes tmeah kanida," that the woman gives birth should have the tuma just like that of a menstruating woman. Kuf alav 101, "Lisa mitzari tummy umetami," the mitzari, the one that's saras, should be tummy and also contaminate others. Kavbez 102, Li is begged menuga tummy matami. A garment that has a negative tzaraz should be tummy and contaminate. Kavgimel 103, Li is bais menuga matami, that a house that has a negative tzaraz should contaminate. Kavdal 104, Li is hazav matami. The zav is a man who has a certain discharge out of his male organ that he contaminates. Kofhe 105, Li is shikh vazer matama, that the semen that comes out of the male organ contaminates. Kovav 106, Li is hazava matama, that the zava, which is the female version, that when she has a flow, a discharge of blood, not during the days of Nida, that contaminates, that she contaminates. Kovzayin 107, Li is hames matami, a dead person contaminates. Kofres 108, Lis Mei Nida, which Nida is from the word of spraying, which actually refers to the purification waters of the Paraduma, that they are Metam L'Odim Tar. It paradoxically contaminates a pure person, Umitar Metumas Meis Bavad, and it actually purifies someone who had contracted Tumah from a dead person, only that. V'chol Eilu Hadinim, now all these laws, Shalatumas Eilu, that for these impurities, Reiv Mishpatei Kol Tumah V'Tumahen, the majority of the laws of the tumas of them are mavur b'tashav iksav, are actually elucidated in the written law of the Torah. Kofetes 109, Lisa tahara mekala tumas, that the purification of all these ritual impurities should be betfilu b'mei mikvah, by immersing in the gathered waters. Shneimak says in the pasuk, v'rochas b'mayim as kol b'sarei, he should wash in water his whole flesh. Which koch lamdim piyashmu, this is what they learned from tradition. Shurachit zu, that this bathing is b'mayim, is in water. Shakol gufo ilim ben vasachas, that all his whole body could go into the water at one shot, which is what we know as the measurement of 40 sa. Kofiyot 110, liyisa taharim na tzaras, that the purification from the tzaras, bein tzaras odom, whether it's tzaras of a person, bein tzaras bais, whether it's tzaras of a house, how you purify it is be'etz eres, with cedar wood, be'ezim and hyssop, b'shnit las, and a red string, which states upon him two birds, umayim chayim and spring water. Shlomach says in the pasuk, zoyis tia teichas, this should be the laws of the Netzar, which it says over there what to do with these items and how to go ahead and use it to purify the tzaras. Kof Yodav, 111, Lisa Matzoyim Megalechas Kol Sarei, the Mitzrayah should cut off all this here. Shnoi says in the pasuk, "Vayu b'yom Shvi'i," it's going to be on the seventh day when he's purifying himself. Megalechas Kol Sarei, he should cut off all this here. Kofid Beis 112, Lisa Matzoyim Yudula Kol. The Mitzrayah should be well known to everyone. But Dvarim Amurim, by regarding the things that it says on him, as it says there in Sefer Yikra, "Bagadu b'yipurdumim," his garment should be torn. "Bereshi Perdua," his head should have long hair. He should let his hair grow long. "Vasafim Yata," and he should have his lips covered with a cloak over his head. He should call out that impure. Also, all other that are impure, they have to let everyone know that they're tummy. Kofi Gimel 113. Last is paraduma, to make the red heifer. Lias Ephraimuchan, that its ashes should be prepared, which is used in purification of someone who became tummy from a dead person. Shlomach says in the pasuk, "V'hoisla das ben Israel," that it should be for the assembly of Jewish people. You should have it ready. Now the Rambam continues regarding the laws of hekdesh, sanctifying items, and the matnas, which are certain gifts that are given to the kahanim. Kofi Dal 114. Lias Manach Adam, a person should be evaluated. Nisan Dam Maksubim Baparsha. Someone evaluates a person, says, "I want to give his erich," which is a certain term of value. You have to give a set amount of monies that are set in the parsha regarding the gender and the age. Shnamek says in the pasuk, "Ish ki yafli ned," the person can enunciate a vow that the certain halachas. Kuf Tezvav, 115, Lias Marech Behemet Tmeya, that if a person evaluates the value of a non-kosher animal, and he's saying he's giving it to Hashem, and listen to me, he gives it monetary value. Shnamek says in the pasuk, "Behemet Tmeya," he lets the animal stand over there, and they evaluate how much its value is. Kuf Yudvav, 116, Lias Marech Beisa, if someone evaluates his house and he's giving it to Hekdesh, Lysin Kedech HaKoyin, he gives like the way, the value, how much the Koyin evaluated it for. Shemak says in the positive, Ishki Hekdesh Beisa, if a man's going to sanctify his house, the Koyin evaluates and that's how much he gives to Hekdesh. Kovid Zan 117, Lias Litin Makdesh Shadeo, that the one who sanctifies his field should give Ed Kohama Batarah, the value that's written in the Torah. Shnema, like it says in the pasuk, b'mistiach uzas, if it's going to be from his ancestral field, it depends, and the Torah tells you exactly how much is the value. Kofi Tchaz 118, lahisav ha'moyel, that the one who misappropriates, which that he has benefit inappropriately from hekdesh, he has to add on, oy oichel trumo, someone who eats trumo, which is forbidden for a non-kohen, but he eats it, he has to add on chaymesh, an added fifth, al ha'karen, besides the principal that is to pay back, ulavzichem, to return it. Shlomach says in the pasuk, b'isa shachotim and hakodesh, whoever sins from the holy things, yishalmi shapei, where the pasuk, that's the principal, and the pasuk continues, v'escha mishisa yisav alav, and the fifth he has to add on. Kofi Tes 119, liyis neter revoi kodesh, the first 3 years of a fruit tree, it's called arlet, forbidden. That liyis neter revoi, that the planting, its fourth year, should be kodesh, should be holy, which has certain halachas, that it has to be eaten like Maisa Shein in Yerushalayim. Shlomach says in the pasuk, "Yi kopiri," that old fruit should be kodesh elulim, holy with praises. Kofchav 120, l'nich peah, person should leave over the corner of his field for the poor. Kofchav 121, l'nich leket, to leave over the gleanings, the stalks that fall while the harvest is happening. Kofchav Beis 122, l'nich oimah shikha, to leave over the bundles that were forgotten for the poor. Kofchav Gimel 123, l'nich oilulis bekerem, to leave over, which the oilulis are these clusters that are very poor, very inferior in the sense that there's very few of the fruits on it, to leave that over in the vineyard. Kuf Chavdal 124, Lanich Peretaketen, to leave over, which are similar to what leket is, with these grapes that fall down when you're harvesting, those specific ones, leave them over in Hakem of the vineyard. And the reason is, Lefisha Bekol, Elu, never regarding all these items we just mentioned, it says, La'onni b'lagir tazavaisim, to the poor and to the convert, you shall leave it for them. B'zui mitzvah seseishalem, and this is its positive commandment of all those items that we mentioned individually as a positive commandment. Kavachapay 125, to bring the first of the fruits, which are of the seven types that are itself praised with, to bring those first fruits of the base of Bechir to the base of Migdash, like it says in the Pasuk, Yireishis Bekur Ad Moschah, the first of the fruits of your land, you should bring to the base of Migdash. Kavachavav 126, Lahafresh Turma Gedoy Lekoyin, to separate the great elevation, which is separating a certain amount of one's produce, Lekoyin to the Koyin. Shemek says, the Pasuk, Yireish the Gunchel, the first of your grain, etc. It says, Titan Loi, you give to him, you give to the Kohen. Kovchav Zayin 127, Lahafish Maisa Dagan Levim, to separate a tenth of the grain to the Levim. Shemek says, the Pasuk, Chomasa Arts, and all the tenth of the land you give to the Levi. Kovchav Chaz 128, Lahafish Maisa Shane, to separate a second type, Le'ochel Ba'alav B'Yerushalayim, that's to be eaten by its owners in Yerushalayim. Shemek says, in the Pasuk, Asit Ta'asis Kal Tubo Zarecha, Taifing Shasholi Taif, all the with the produce of your land, which Mepiash Molam, from tradition they learned, Shazduhu Maisa Shem, this refers to the second type, which the owner eats in Yerushalayim. Kovchav Tes, 129. Lis Halaviyim Mafrishin Maisa Minha Maisa Shalach HaMisa, that the Levi should separate a tenth of the tenth that he got from the Jew, from the non-Kayin. But Nois Maisa Lakan, they give that tenth of the tenth to the Kayin. Shalom says, Bazav Halaviyim to Dabit to the Levi, you should speak, and they should give a tenth of their tenth. Kovchav 130. Lahafish Maisa Ani, to separate the poor man's type, Tachas Maisa Sheni, in place of the second type, Bashlishis Ubashvis Bashvua. There's a Shemitah cycle, the 7-year cycle. The seventh year is everything's Hefker. But in those other 6 years, every year you have Truma, Maisrish, and Maisrish. But in the third and the sixth year, instead, you separate a poor man's tithe, and instead of eating your shalom, you give it to the poor man. Shalom says in Pasig, Mikzei Shalosh Shalom, at the end of 3 years, Toitzis, Komasa, Tabasri, you should take out all the Maisr of your produce, which that tells us that you're giving it to the poor and taking it out of your house instead of for yourself. Kuflam al 131, Lesvadis Vide Maisr, to make a confession of the tithes, which are at the end of the by the fourth year and by the seventh year, like it says in the Pasuk, I've liquidated the holy things from my house. Like we said, at the end of the 3 years, you're taking it out, you're giving what you have, the maisers, to the poor. Kavlam Beis 132, Likus al Bukurim, to recite certain verses of praise to Hashem for the by when you're bringing the first fruits. Hashem says in Pasuk, Vanisa, you're going to respond, Vamat, you're going to say, Lefnei Hashem Bekecha, Hashem Yigod, and it says over there what one is supposed to say in the Parashat Bikurim. Kavlam Megibel 133, Lahafresh Challah Koyin, to separate Challah, which is a certain part of the dough that a person is kneading, and give it to the Koyin. Hashem says in Pasuk, Yereshu Sarei Sechem, the first of your doughs, Challah Tidim, you should elevate and separate a portion called Challah, and give that to the Koyin. Kovel HaMedal 134, Lahashmit Karka, to make one's property of land onulus, where he has his agriculture. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Vashvius Tishmetenu Natashta, in the seventh year, you should let it be onulus, and you should forsake it. Kovel HaMedal 135, Lishbes Mamedis Arts, to stop doing the work on the land. Shalom says in the Pasuk, Bachadosh HaMakotza Tishbes, in the seventh year, the plowing and the harvesting, you should stop. Kovel HaMedal 136, Lekadosh Nas Yevil, to sanctify the Yevil, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, Beshvisa by stopping and not doing anything to the land. Kashmita, just like in the Shemitah, Yishamak says in the Pasuk, you should sanctify the 50th year. Kavala Zayin 137. Let's call you Beshefer Beshnasa Yevil, to blow the Shefer on the Yevil year. Yishamak says in the Pasuk, Bavata Shefer Trua, you should pass through a blast of the Shefer. Kavala Mechaz 138. Litin Ku'ula La'aretz, to give a redemption for the land, meaning that it goes back to its original owner, even though he sold it, Bishnasa Yebel should go back to the rightful owners in the Yebel Yisham, like says in the Pasuk, B'cholatz Achuzaschem, in all the land of your inheritance, Geula Titin L'Oretz, a redemption will be for the land in the Yebel Yer. Kavlam Tetz 139, Lias Geulas Bote Arachayma Adshana, that the redemption that you could buy back and redeem a house of a walled city, Adshana, only up until a year. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'ish, and a man, Kiyimka, Beis Moshev, Erechaim, when he's going to sell a settled house from a walled city, that he gets up until a year. Kof Mem 140, Limne Shnei Yevil, to count the years of the Yevil, Shanim, Ushmitim, years, and Shmita cycles. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, V'savad L'chol Sheva Shabbos, says, Shanim, you're going to count 7 years of seven cycles of 7 years, which takes you to the 50th year. And that should be counted. So you count the Yevil of 50. Kof Mem 141, Lahashmit Ksafim Bashvias, to cancel monetary obligations that are owed in the Shemitah year. When you get to the Shemitah year, Shemak says in the Pasuk, Shamit Kabal Mashayadi, you should cancel all those who have debts that are owed to them. Kufman Bay is 142, Lingois Lanachri. However, to go and claim and press a non-Jew who owes you the debt, Shnemek says the Basik, it's a Nachri Tigers, that the foreigner you should press, but that which I have by your brother, that's what saying you should cancel. Kufman Gimel 143, Litim in a Behem Lakayim, to give from every animal that's slaughtered to the Kayim, Hazroya, the forearm, Lachayim, the jaw, Vakeva, and the maw, which is the stomach of the animal. Shnemek says the Basik, but Nasna Kayim, Nazareh, you should give it to the Kayim, the forearm, and it tells us these three things. Kufman Dal 144, Litim Rashis Hagez Lakayim, to give the first shearlings of the animals, the shearing of the wool, to the Kohen. Shlomo says, but Rishis gave Sen Chatit, the first of the shearings of the wool, you should give it to him. Kovem Hei, 145. Lodin Bedin the Charam, to educate the laws of Charamim, which is like separating something, which Mehem Lashem, there's a certain Chayim that goes to Hektish Tashem, Mehem Lakohen, there's a certain one that goes to the Kohen. Shlomo says, Pazi, Ach Kachem, however, Rebbe's Chayim, Pazi tells us you should give it to that destination. Now regarding what's kosher, what's valid to be eaten. Kovem Vav, 146. Lishchet behem mechay v'oif, to slaughter the domesticated or the wild animal v'oif and the birds. So you have to shecht, you have to slaughter behem mechay v'oif. V'achal yochel b'sam, and then, only then, can you eat its meat. Shlomek says the pasuk, v'zavacht v'mkarchum v'tzenchu, you should slaughter from your cattle, from your flock. Kuf mem zayin 147. L'chasset dam chay v'oif, to cover the blood after you slaughter that of the wild animal and the bird. Shlomek says the pasuk, v'shavach es dam, you should spill its blood, v'chisob b'af, and then you cover it with earth. Kuf mem ches 148. L'shalech, I came to send away the nest. Meaning that when you want the chicks or the eggs, you send away the mother bird. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Shalech tashalach esoim." You should surely send away the mother, and then mesabon tikechlach, and the sons you should take for you. Kofmem 149. Livdig b'simanim behema, to inspect by the signs of an animal, to differentiate, to understand, to know if it's kosher or not, if it's a kosher species, a kosher in the animal itself. Shalom says in the pasuk, "Zeisachay ashtoichlu." This is the wild animal that you should eat. So it's telling you what are the simanim that make it kosher and what not. Kufnan 150, Livdik Bisim on the earth, to check in the signs of the bird. Until you can differentiate between what's in this bird itself, what would make it kosher, what would make it not kosher. And the kosher bird, they shall eat. Kufnan 151, Livdik Bisim on the chagavim, to inspect regarding the signs of the grasshoppers. Lay the tarmin atamim, to know what's kosher from what's not kosher. Shemek says in the pasuk, Ashalei kuraim, that if it has these special legs that are very large that help it jump, well, that's a defining feature of the kosher locust. Kufnun Bey is 152. Livdik b'siman dagim, to inspect by the signs of fish. This you see from whatever's in the water, it has scales and fins, has to have the signs of kosher fish. Now continuing on with the halachas of Yom Tovim, of the Mayadim. Kufnun Gimel, 153. Lekadish chadashim, to sanctify the months, v'lachshav shanim, and to calculate the years of chadashim and the months, bebez malvat, specifically only in the courts. Shemek says in pasuk, achayishad lachem rish chadashim, this month shall be for you the first of the months. I mean, we have a calculation regarding the cycle of the year to know and to establish when the months are, when the years are. Kufnadal 154, lishbis b'shabbos, to rest on Shabbos. Shemek says in the pasuk, obayim shvi tishbis, in the seventh day you should rest. We don't do any malacha. Kufnadal 155, likadish Shabbos, to sanctify Shabbos, which is with a certain statement. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Zechus Yom Shabbos V'Kadshei." You should recall the day of Shabbos to sanctify it, which we do with making of the kiddush, with that of the. But it's the certain phraseology that's it. Kufnun 156, levar chametz, to get rid of the leavening. Shlomo, like it says in the pasuk, on by Yom Rishon, on the first day, you shall get rid of the leavening from your house. That's on Erev Pesach. A person has to get rid of the chametz. Kufnun 157. L'sapet b'tzis Mitzrayim, to say over the leaving of Egypt. B'layla harishon shel chag matzah, the first night of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Begad levincha b'yemahu, you should tell your son on that day the whole story that happened." Kufnun ches 158. Lechol matzah b'lazet, to eat matzah, the unleavened bread on this night. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Be'ev techol matzah, in the evening you should eat matzahs." Kufnun ches 159. Lishbis b'rishayin l'shel haPesach, on the first day of Pesach, one should desist from any productive activity, what's called malacha. Shlomo says, "But on the first day is a holy convocation." Kaf Samach 160, lishbes b'shvi boy, and also the seventh day, what's the last day of Pesach, one should rest on that day too. Shlomo says, "And pasuk b'yemishvi mikar kodesh." On the seventh day is also a yom tiv. Kaf Samach Aleph, and in between you have cholamid, which has a different halacha. Kaf Samach Aleph 161, lispar miktziras ha'imer, that one should count from the harvesting of the Omer, which was the night of the 16th of Nisan, should count Tisha v'Abram Yom, 49 days, what we call Sviris Omer, the counting of, from the Omer. Shemek says, "Pasuk, Sfarat Melchem, Machaz Shabbos, you should count for yourself from the following day from Shabbos," which actually refers to the first day of Pesach, then you start counting 49 days going all the way up to Shavuos, as Kuf Samach Beis 162, Lishbos B'Mechamishim. On the 50th day, then you rest, which is the Yom Tov Shavuos, it says the Pasuk, Krosim B'Etzmayim Azebek HaKutcha, and then you're going to call out on the essence of this day that it's a Yom Tov. Kuf Samach Gimel 163, Lishbos B'Rishon Shalachedish HaShvi, to rest from Malacha on the first of the seventh month, which is Rosh Hashanah, like it says the Pasuk, Echel HaChedish Yilchem Shabbos, on the first of the month, should be for you resting. Kuf Samach 164, Les Anis Basirba, on the 10th of that month, which is Yom Kippurim, to fast. Shalom makes it impossible. On the 10th of the month, you should afflict your souls. Kersam 165, to resist, to desist from Malacha on the day of the fast. Shalom makes it impossible. Shabbos Shabbosin Hulachem, a day of resting, it shall be for you. Kersam 166, Lishbez Berishin Shalchaga Sukkos, to desist from Malacha on the first day of the end of the Sukkos. Shalom makes it impossible. But Yom Merishin, Mikha Kodesh, on the first day, will be a Yom Tov, and therefore we don't do Malacha on that first day of Sukkos.